I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Zoo.
Hey, hey.
Does it feel kind of eerie in here?
It feels a bit.
Right? This is Spoke. And today we're going to be talking about magic and spirituality. Do you like how I'm whispering?
This is a topic that I've been waiting for. Aye, listen. The world of witchcraft has referred to sorcery and magic, often invoking evil and dark intentions, especially in Western culture. Voodoo, juju, witchcraft, however, have been a part of African and Caribbean spirituality with different practices ranging across the countries.
I am so excited for this one because I'm so interested in everything that goes from crystal healing to Jay Hurst and Skepta referring to black magic in their tunes. So that is what I want to get into.
For many people of African or Caribbean backgrounds, in turn, the term Obia has been floated around in communities referring to the magical and spiritual healing. In recent years, there's been also been a reassurance of voodoo practices in countries across the Afro-Caribbean nations. Both Obia and voodoo thrived during the era of slavery, but virtually died out when Christianity became the dominant religion. However, things are quickly changing. Juju is on the rise.
So we have Dobby and Jay Lucia in the studio. And we're going to be breaking it down, chopping it up. All about magic and spirituality. I'm sorry for that terrible intro. For some reason, my head is like...
We're there. We're talking about the magicalness.
The
spirit says they're wrong. They don't want us to talk about them.
100.
So, how is everyone?
Yeah, we're good, you know. I'm good. Yeah. Amazing.
Can you just give them like a little introduction to who you guys are, what you do?
Yeah, my name is Jay Lucia. St. Lucian dancehall artist, poet as well.
Jeez.
Christian, since we're talking about spirituality, and contestant on the Rap Game UK.
Okay.
I'm Dobby. I am a 23-year-old DJ, part of Six Figure Gang, alongside Shrell, Lucy, Fizia, Jossie Mitsu, and Yazus.
Gang.
I also have a show on Represent Radio. And hopefully in the next 2 years, getting an entertainment law degree as well.
Jeez.
Trying to change from the inside, you know, make certain changes from the inside.
I respect it.
That's me basically in a nutshell. Yeah.
What's your religious belief? Break it down.
So I would say that I am a pagan witch. So that kind of stems from my family background. Mm. So I am second gen Irish immigrant. My grandparents moved over here and my parents grew up in East London. But I still have a lot of family back home. Mm. And quite a lot of them are Roman Catholic, but I got very disenfranchised, and looking up Irish history and my family tree within Ireland, we have pagan witchcraft roots. So I wanted to...
Can you break down what a pagan witch is?
I'm scared. I'm not going to lie.
That sounds like something you'll call your girl when she's being annoying.
Pagan witch. No, I have been called that by a few ex-boyfriends, to be fair, but you know.
Speaking in tongues.
And you was like, yes, I am one.
What are you talking about? No, I'm joking.
Obviously, just let them know. I know what it is.
So basically, essentially, like, it just honours, like, the old... tradition, like the old sort of like calendar. So you know how we have a traditional calendar, right? We think like the new, like you have winter, fall, summer. We have that, but we have something called Sabbats and Solstice. So we just had summer solstice way back in June, which is the signifier of summer. And it's all to do with sort of like old school farming and praying to the different old gods, in terms of like making sure you had good crops, making sure that you had cattle, making sure that you're bringing business and making sure that you're providing for your family and for your community and stuff like that. And a lot of the ways that the witches would help was through healing or through medicine, and through wisdom as well. And traditionally, it was the elder women who were the most respected, the most revered, and they would do all types of stuff from midwifery down to just healing for a common cold. I actually remember my my dad's mum, although I didn't realise it at the time, I was like probably about 3 or 4 years old, she would concoct different potions for when we would have colds. But it was just like, I just thought it was like a tea or something. Like she would just brew it. And for me personally, like I believe in the threefold law, which is anything that you put out into the world will come back to you three times over.
Okay.
And yeah, that's me.
Can you tell us? Yeah, that's it. Can you tell us any experiences of when that has happened? Anything that you've put out into the world has come back to you three times over?
Yeah. So I remember when I was younger, I remember watching the Brit Awards when I was younger. And I always knew, I was like, I want to go there. I'm going to go there, blah, 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 blah. And what I didn't actually realise was I was just like, oh, I'm putting it out there into the world. Even though I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, I always had that energy of, I'm going to get to this place.
Yeah.
And I was going to do anything within my power to make it happen. So through my own hard work and through kind of like putting it out there, and thinking good thoughts about it, I did eventually end up going there to study media, which was really cool. And there's been other little moments as well that where that's happened negatively. Don't want to speak about negatively. I mean, like, you have to be careful as well about what you're putting out there. So I know at the minute within the community there's a big sort of debate going on about cursing and stuff like that. And what about if you were to curse someone who has done serious harm to other people or who is abusing their power? So it's kind of like an ethical one, if that makes sense. And yeah, it's still something that I'm trying to figure out as well. So yeah.
Jaylisha, what's your view on cursing?
On cursing? Don't know, like, obviously, with similar to what Dobby said, like, obviously what you put out there is what you get back. So if you curse, like, obviously the Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So obviously, putting something into the world, whether it's negative or positive, it will have some sort of effect, I believe, on you as a person. So say, for example, you look at yourself in a certain way, like in a negative aspect, and you say negative things about yourself. It's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy in that it kind of comes back at you. So yeah, obviously, cursing is a bit wrong. I know my mom always... Whenever she says negative stuff, I always say to her, like, can you just chill? Because I don't want you to be speaking bad shit over my life. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, so it's quite simple. Obviously, just don't do it, because you wouldn't want someone cursing you.
So what's your story? What's your relationship with magic and spirituality?
I'm Christian. I come from a family where, like, my great-granddad was a Freemason. So that, being a Christian and having that sort of bondage on my life, it's kind of been difficult. Especially in a country where it's so small, like everyone knows everyone. Like, we'll drive past and there'll be like lodge buildings like everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like secret society. Like, I wanted to know.
Do people come up to you and try to initiate you?
It's happened. Mm. Like, it's happened in the maddest way. I remember a couple of years ago.
I know that was just like a kind of like direct question.
Nah, it's cool. It's cool.
That's the first thing that comes to mind. Yeah, it's cool. When you say driven past lodges and stuff, do you know what I mean?
You know what? So I was in St. Lucia a couple of years ago. And all my cousins were like, yeah, like, you're 21 now. Like, you're going to get initiated soon. Like, you're meant to be next up. And I'm sitting there like, bro, I'm proper scared. Isn't it? Thinking. So my mom comes up to me and she goes, yeah, you need to, like, renew your destination passport. I was like, nah, it's cool. I'm just going to go straight back to England. And as soon as I got back, some guy, I was at work. I was working in, like, a betting shop. Some guy came up to me and he was like, oh, like, you should join the lodge. Like, I'm in the lodge. And it was straight after I got back. And I was like, bro, this is weird.
Yeah.
I just left that job straight away, bro. I was like, I'm not involved. So yeah, like, obviously, my take on it is I'm a Christian and I don't kind of indulge in that aspect of things because I believe it's very much real. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
because a lot of people get Masonry confused with Illuminati.
Yeah, it's very different. It's very
so
different.
Do you think that Freemasons are got like a little computer in Jay-Z's head and they can say specific lyrics on songs with Beyonce?
Right.
And they do like little devil little. But Masonry is actually a specific, very specific thing. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like and a lot of them believe in God. You have
to. Yeah,
like,
you have to.
You like, have to believe in God.
There's so
believe.
Many positive things in it. Like,
and they give to charity and stuff and.
They pave a lot of countries. Mm-hmm. Like if you actually know about it, most prime ministers would have been a Freemason at some point. Mm-hmm. It's just compulsory in almost every single country.
Yeah.
So the pillars of most countries are based on it. Mm-hmm. If you want to look at it that way, so it is positive to some extent. But at the same time, we don't know what's going on behind them closed doors. Them windows don't look like normal windows.
Nah, man.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. You were speaking about lodges earlier. Do you want to break that down for anybody listening in who doesn't know what you're talking about?
A lodge is like a place, I don't know, it's not like a place of worship, but it's a place where like rituals are conducted and obviously members of a fraternity sort of gather there to sort of speak about what they need to speak about.
And why were you so, well, yeah, so against?
It's not that I was against it initially. I wanted to get involved initially.
Yeah, explore it.
Because I was like, okay, cool. So if like people who were close to me were part of it and they're people that I look up
good
to.
People, yeah.
Yeah, like I look up to them. Like my great granddad was an amazing guy. Do you know what I mean? However, me being a Christian and me being against spirits of darkness, there's things that I've witnessed in my life, like I say it to people and they just think I'm joking, but there's things I've literally seen to make me feel like, you know what, like, this is not good or it's not of God who I believe in, so I'm against it, if you get what I'm trying to say. But at the same time, I'm very interested because if something is so negative, why are there many positives? Do you know what I mean? But it's something I don't think we'll ever probably know.
Yeah.
The ins and outs of.
It's so deep, man. It's very deep.
Yeah, I'm just curious as to what you see.
I put it this way, St. Lucia, we were 7 times British, 7 times French, so no country actually controlled the colonizing period. So there's a lot of French witchcraft and an English witchcraft as well.
Yeah.
Back home. So we've got, I remember my granddad told me this story, and up to this day, like, my whole family remember it like it was yesterday. We've got a massive property. We've got our own private beach downstairs. And my granddad used to have sheep and goat. And then he had like German shepherds to sort of
control
them and keep them in line. And I can't remember the name of it. There's a Spanish name of it. It's called like a chimichanga or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like a little dog with like no neck. Yeah. And it sucks the blood out of cattle and leaves not one drop of blood on the grass. Like, it's been on news back home. So basically, my granddad woke up one morning, he's seen the sheep with like a hole like around its neck and the blood is completely gone. It's dead. There's not one drip of blood on the floor. And then he saw this little dog-like creature running. So he shot it a couple times. It didn't die. Came back at the rest of them. He's put his German shepherds in the house. They escaped. And apparently they found one goat swimming on another little island next to my house to try and get away from this. And like, my granddad was fully shooting it and it didn't die. And these little things is like, there's loads more of them so like that happen in the country. And like, it's, I don't know. I don't know whether it's because exactly where I live, it was where they did like a lot of the wars. So there's like a lot of dead bodies like buried around that area. So I don't know the superstition behind that, but I know a lot of them things are real. I've seen a few of them still. It's not the one. We have it on news. Like, it's a normal thing back home.
Yeah.
Like, our 4 cows today were basically... murdered. There's like, but how can you like kill an animal, for example, slaughter it, and there's not one drip of blood on the grass?
No, that don't make
on
sense.
The animal.
It don't make sense.
Like, it's crazy. And they show you the videos as well. Like, it's not no secret thing.
And we were talking about this before we went on air or started recording, but
the one thing that you said is that you weren't necessarily scared. For me, I'd be like that.
No, I'm not scared at all. Like, there's another bit of superstition as well. Like, every single time we speak about these things back home, like, if it's at night, a black cat comes out of nowhere. And like, we really, it's not that we really believe, but some people would say that people literally change themselves into animals, yeah, to like listen to conversations. And so when we want to talk about things, we get on a boat and we go into the ocean. Just out of superstition, because we're not trying to have no little frog on the floor. Yeah. Trying to like, if people genuinely believe these things.
Yeah.
What about dolphins?
Nah, dolphins are cute, man.
I get you though. Cute. I think like obviously it's to like do with dolphins. Like culture, isn't it? Culture, where you're from, what they believe, what they've grown. I feel like obviously we as humans, like, I was watching a film called Lucy, yeah. And Samuel Jackson says a line in it, yeah. I can't remember the exact, I can't quote the exact line, yeah. But he says basically there's two types of like living being. There's the jellyfish, who are just there forever. So jellyfish can't die, innit? Unless you kill them.
That's good, yeah.
They're just gonna be there forever. Because they're not actually, they don't actually enjoy their environment. They're just here. So they're just here. They're not passing down knowledge, doing nothing. They're just there till they die. Which they can't die. Till they get destroyed. Do you understand? Whereas us as like humans and stuff, we consistently pass down knowledge. So we live our life, pass down knowledge so we can create a better, you know what I'm saying, the next generation. And I feel like magic and spirituality is like years and years of generations passing down their knowledge of the world. And it's how we like contextualize it and understand it and interpret it.
Yeah.
It comes through these things. So there might be some knowledge that 2,000 years ago, these people have known, and they've passed it down over this time, and that's how we deliver that knowledge now. That's how we understand that knowledge. So if I was going to tell you about what's going on in St. Lucia to a man that lives in China, he might be like, that don't make no sense. That'll happen in my country. There's no animals sucking the blood out of the cows here. Do you know what I'm trying to say? But then he might come with his own idea of what's a ghost or spirituality in his own country. So I feel like it's mad, because I feel like there are people in the world that don't believe in these things, don't believe in any source of like magic or witchcraft or energy. They just feel like we're just hearing it.
Speaking of ghosts, who's seen a ghost in this room?
I've seen a ghost.
Ooh.
I haven't seen a ghost, but I've spoken to a few in my dream.
Have you?
Just of like dead relatives. I remember this one, I think it was around Halloween. I had a dream of my grandfather, my dad's father, who was the last of my grandparents to pass away, unfortunately. I remember seeing him in a dream, and I remember walking through. It was my grandparents' old house, and it was like a huge party. And in the dream, I knew he was dead, so when I saw him, I was like crying, bawling, like, and then he pulled out like an old radio, was like fiddling with the, until he got to like, I can't remember, but he was like, I'm so proud of you, like, keep going, keep doing this. And then he was like, I want you to pass a message on for your dad. And I was like, okay. And he was like, tell your dad that I'm proud of him for becoming the man I never was. And this was because my grandfather, unfortunately, was an alcoholic and wasn't there for most of my dad's life. So my dad made it a point to be there for me and my brothers, and to always stand by us and love us in the way that he never got that. And I remember waking up the next morning and having chills, and the bottom of my left leg below my knee was numb. And before my grandfather passed, he had his left leg amputated. So I was like really freaked out. And of course, it was Halloween, or as we know it as Samhain, which is the point where the veil between Earth, like the earthly plane, everything that we can see here in the spirit world is like completely at its thinnest. So that's when spirits are most likely to come through and stuff like that. And I was just like, I was a bit spooked, but it was kind of oddly comforting in a way. And from that point on, I've always kept a dream journal, just logging down anything that I can remember from dreams and stuff like that. Dreams are really fascinating to me. Yeah.
100.
Yeah. Like, I feel, I don't know, there's some sort of connection where you're kind of like unconsciously, where you're shut off from the 3D world, you kind of enter into different things that you never really realised. And then by the time you wake up, you've forgotten. Mm. And it's just, I don't know, dreams are interesting.
Do you want to speak on that? I feel like.
No, I just agree. Like, yeah. I feel like dreams are quite important. Yeah. I don't know if, I know in this country, I think they call it sleep paralysis or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I know back home, we have names for that. Like, things that are real. But in terms of dreams in itself, I feel like dreams are quite interesting because obviously you're not awake. You're subconsciously going through something. And obviously, from a Christian point of view as well, there can be messages in dreams.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times, like, I don't know if this happened to you, but you dreamt something and it's pretty much unfolded.
Happened. Yeah,
and
right,
it's so, like, it's so real to the point you wake up and you genuinely, like, believe that this is real.
Yeah.
And it kind of sets the mood for your whole day. But that's something that happened when you were unconscious while you were sleeping. And you woke up remembering that. I think it's quite crazy. But in terms of, like, visions and messages, I definitely think that you can receive those free dreams.
100%.
Yeah. No, it's definitely real. There's obviously sleep paralysis, and then
when you say sleep paralysis, you mean when you wake up and you can't move?
And you feel kind of stuck, and you feel
I used to have that till I was about 11.
Yeah,
I used to have it every other day, but it's the worst feeling in the universe.
It's not.
It's happened to me once, and I don't think I ever want to go through that.
Bro, I used to have it every other week, fam. Every other day, fam.
What's it like? For me, I was like, I couldn't get up here, and I couldn't talk at the same time, and my hands were kind of pinned down.
No, basically, the way that I broke it, it used to happen to me all the time. And at first, I used to get very scared. Then I realised, cool, when this happens, let me just go back. I just need to go back to sleep. And then one time, I was sleeping next to my mum, and I had it, And I'm like, bro, I'm going to move my finger. Fuck this. I'm breaking this. I'm there for a time thinking, just move the one finger. Come on, move it. Have you watched Kill Bill? When she wants to move it, she needs to move her toe. It was like that, I bust it. And then once I bust it, it's like, you can feel it open. It's like, cool, that's moving. That's moving. I'm up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then once I learned doing that over time, then I started having less sleep paralysis. And then I remember, like, one of the last ones, I was like, I got up. I'm like, fuck, man. Why this is so annoying.
Yeah,
isn't it? And then I just said, ah! I just got up.
No, but that's in your mind, though, isn't it?
It's like, all in your mind.
Yeah.
But I used to, before, I went through years and years of it happening to me, just waking up, can't move.
I wonder who the first person was.
I can't speak, can't do nothing. I'm looking, it's like you're looking around, like, but you're not.
Yeah.
I just wonder who, like, the first person was to, like, diagnose it. And, like, before that, everybody must have, like, been on their own, like, feeling, like, this horrible thing.
Yeah. There was no, like, proper internet them times.
Yeah, the sad thing is, like, my mom, I was at, like, a family party with, like, my mom, and I was young, and I was sleeping in someone else's room. And, like, my mom was outside still with everyone. And I remember, like, thinking, all I got to do is say mum and she might probably hear me.
You can't.
But I couldn't do nothing, I felt like I was trapped and I was like, but I felt like I was looking at myself thinking like, rah, this is weird.
So
I heard about it before as well. Like, I'd heard about it many times. And like, as a joke, people like, because it's a bit of a weird name for it here, but back home we call it kokma. So they say, when cock my hole, you can't do nothing. So I was like, bro, I've heard this before, but like, I'm now in this
situation. Did they connect it to like a spiritual reason back home, or did they just think it's just part
not,
of life?
It like, we just say it's someone after you, innit?
Yeah.
Like, it's someone after you.
I find that funny, like in different places, they have different reasons for different things. So like, where I'm from, my mom's from Sierra Leone, One of our biggest things is you can't tell people what your favourite food is.
Swear down.
Which is such a weird thing. When I'm young, like, people used to ask me in front of my mum, like, people ask me, see, what's your favourite food? I'd be like, I love this. Mom's looking at me like,
oh,
obviously for the podcast, people can't see my eyes. She's looking at me with some big eyes, angry. Yeah. Mom, I'm just telling them what I like.
You're just inquisitive,
I'm answering. She's like, you never, ever tell someone what your favourite food is. Because if they want to get you, that's how they're going to get you.
Mad.
And then when I was back home.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, when I was back home. Yeah, I was eating my favorite food, which is okra soup and fufu. I just told the whole world that I'm not shook no more. I'm not shook. My mom knows. I told my mama, no, I can get me. Yeah. But they made that. Yeah. My mom's family made it for us. Yeah. And family back home is a bit mad, isn't it? And I choked on the maddest bone I've ever choked on in my life. Yeah. Fish bone. Choked on
your
it.
Your mum was
I was
like,
going to die because my mum weren't there. Oh. One weren't there. So yeah, when I choked on his bone, and obviously choked, back home they feed you rice when you're choking it. Yeah. Eat the rice, because that's apparently helps it go down. Yeah. It? So man, I just flinging bare rice in my mouth, yeah? While I'm choking, they're giving me rice, choking more, dying. Mom comes back here. Oh my days. My mom was so upset. She said, see, I told you don't bloody tell people that you like okra soup. See what's happening to you now. You would have died. I wouldn't have been here.
Is it still your favourite?
Of course. I just don't tell bad mind people in it. It's mad, isn't it?
I'll pray for you, bro. Don't worry, man.
Do you know what I'm saying, though? Yeah, that everyone has their different things. I'm sure there's certain things in life.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, my mum, because she's seen one, she has this big thing about hairbrushes, particularly relating to... there's a type of spirit in Ireland called the Banshee, which is a woman. And if you find a random comb on the road, it's and you pick it up, it's meant to signify that the Banshee is coming. And if you hear her scream, it means that one of your family members is going to die. Mm. So one time in Ireland, my mum was telling me when she was younger, she was out playing with her cousins. All the adults had obviously gone down to the pub for the night. And she was playing with her cousins on the farm. And they were outside in the field. And next thing my mum knows, she hears like this wailing scream. So she runs back inside the house, sees a comb, and then sees a figure of like a black hooded woman, which is obviously the Banshee. And she was petrified. Right, yeah. And then thankfully no family member died, but they did lose a dog, which I found interesting. So yeah, to this day, my mum was just like, listen, never pick up a comb that you don't know where it's from. Always use your own comb. So I have a big thing like about, you know, having my own hairbrush and stuff like that.
That's mad.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's superstition, yeah, but it's not that deep to just listen to it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to use someone else's comb.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, like, it's like, true. Like,
you know what it is?
But it's like, it's the most basic common sense.
It ain't worth it. It's not worth it. We have hella similar things back home, you know. That proper intrigued me because it's like, it's little things like, they'll be like, if you're at home alone and you hear someone call your name, you're done for, innit?
Don't answer.
Yeah, so you're saying that you can't answer when you hear your name at home.
Yeah, but
what if it's just your mom calling you?
What I'm trying to say is, imagine you're home alone. Have you never been home alone and you hear your mom's voice?
Yeah.
I think so. Sometimes. Yeah. Isn't that my brain just... like, I don't know, just creating something that's not there, like a placebo.
See, I've had it even when, like, my parents are home, but they haven't called me.
This happens as well. Really? Like, your mum is downstairs, you're going downstairs like, mum, did you call me?
No.
But what do you think that relates to?
Oh, my days, what just happened? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What does that relate to? What do you know?
Like, there's a folk story here that happened, like, years and years and years ago, and what happened was the person that answered, they just... stood still and they turned into like a rock, like this, like they couldn't move in it. Obviously, I've never seen that happen in real life, but I don't want to see it happen in real life.
You don't want to try it out.
Yeah, like I don't like. It's mad. Like we have so many stories in St. Lucia. We have. There's something called a tibolom. A tibolom. It's like a. I've never seen one, but it's like, you know, in Harry Potter, there's like, or not even Harry Potter. Let's say Gollum.
Yeah.
Like they're quite small and they can basically control you. So you have to say something first. So you say, as soon as you see it, you say, Mweki Metu. And in my language, that means I'm your master. And then you can ask it to do whatever you want.
Okay.
Now, typical people who don't want to be associated with that, they will tell it to go to the beach and count every grain of sand. And they die of frustration.
Yeah.
Or they also say, they put a hole in a bucket and they say, go to the river and fetch me water.
Yeah.
And they die of frustration.
Yeah,
these are only things that this... particular person can see, right?
No. You can see it.
Okay.
You can see it.
It's physical.
It's physical.
Okay.
And that's why you have to basically beat it to it. If you see it, you say that first. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't personally seen one of those, but I've known people who have seen it. So you just say that first, and then you can tell it to do certain things. Like some people will ask for a madness.
Yeah.
Like you see, like in St. Lucia, it's crazy. Like you see someone living in a hut the size of this room. Literally. But they will have the maddest car. They have the maddest this, the maddest that. Or then, you know, they don't have a job, but they will have the maddest yard. and things like that. And there's a lot of superstition behind it, but I don't know, man. If you believe in it and people, when you know people practice it, it's hard to say that you're chatting shit.
Because we were talking about seeing ghosts, and you've seen a ghost, haven't you?
Yeah, man.
Tell us your story.
When I was about 5, my great granddad, who was in the lodge, he had Alzheimer's. So we took him to live with us. And where I live, we live at a lovely property. We've got a balcony that sort of overlooks the ocean. And if you jump down that balcony, like, you will just die in it. Do you know what I mean? There's no surviving. And my great granddad always used to sit on that balcony in his rocking chair. And it was known that the type of lodge that he was in, they did practice witchcraft to an extent. But then again, he did go to church. So it was weird. Mm. And even to this day, I remember being about 4 or 5 at his funeral. And after we did the service for him, they had to come and take his body away. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that specific day, I remember these 3 outlines. They were literally, it's like, they were like little kids, and there was like colorful outlines around their bodies. And they were asking me to play with them. So I'm saying to my nan, like, can I go play with them? And she's saying to me, play with who? And when I was about to go play with them, they wanted me to jump off the balcony.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And then I was stopped. And my nan started praying for me. And a few days later, I looked out on the balcony and I saw angels in the same sky rejoicing that I didn't jump off. So it was like, but only when I was 21, it was said to me that, oh, apparently you're promised, you're the heir, like, you need to, like, join, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, I've made a decision not to. But when I look back at it, it was so vivid. Yeah. Seeing those things and just remembering wanting to jump off, that even to this day, whenever I go back home, I always go to that balcony and I stand there and I just admire the beauty, but at the same time think I could have possibly jumped down. And there's another bit of superstition as well, that kids are more likely to see these things than adults.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think it's because of the innocence in children.
Your
but
soul, innit? Your soul's clean. Your soul's pure.
And you're, I guess, more optimistic as well.
Yeah. And also you kind of don't really understand what you're seeing. Like, you just kind of take it for what it is.
For what it is, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I remember having loads of what I thought at the time were imaginary friends. But why did these imaginary friends have, like, like, they didn't have no face or nothing. And I knew that they would fly away somewhere and never come back. And, like, or they would come back. And, like, I never understood it until I was a bit older. And I was like, oh, like, they were probably, like, spirits or guardian angels or something of the sort. Like, I'm still trying to figure out what they were.
Mm.
But, I just thought they were my friends.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the fact that, like, obviously both of you guys have grown up with these different but, again, similar backgrounds. But I just want to know, how did your friends take it? When you talk to your friends about your views on spirituality, how do your friends take it? Or when you say, like, say for Zoo, if he couldn't tell his friend what his favourite food was. Like, how do you...
I feel like I had a different experience. Zoo, did you grow up in England?
Yeah.
I lived in St. Lucia till I was 13.
Okay.
And that's back
every
year.
So how do your friends take it now?
My friends back home.
Friends in London.
To them, it's like, you're lying.
Yeah, chatting rubbish.
Like, you're chatting rubbish. But back home, it's like, yeah, this is normal, bro. Like, what are you talking about? This is normal.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but over here, it's like, yeah. I think there's a lot of, obviously, atheism over here is quite big.
Yeah.
Like, whereas back home, you're either Christian, Catholic, there's a Muslim population there. And then there's obviously the new generation of, I'm doing my own thing. I'll go to church when I'm 30.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, what's the big deal about being 30 and then tapping into God?
I just want to learn about that.
Like, yeah, man. Like, I feel like a lot of youth nowadays are sort of not scared, but they just think that God is not real. But I put it this way. Dobby, I'll ask you a question. Yeah. Do you believe that God is real?
Yeah.
Like the God of the Bible, do you believe that he's real?
The God of the Bible? Yeah. No.
You don't believe that he's real. So do you believe in heaven and hell?
No.
And do you believe in Satan?
No.
So how does your perception or your, I don't know, is it a religion? It is kind of a religion.
Yeah. So I believe in like the old gods and goddesses of where... I was born in Ireland, which is Galway. There was what was considered like a old ancient race of gods and goddesses that used to inhabit that land called the Tuatha Dé Nann, which my real name I found out a couple of years ago. My real name is Dana, and Dana is another derivative for Dé Nann or Danu, as she was the mother goddess, she was the Holy Trinity, she was the... she was the maiden, the mother, and the crone, which meant she encompassed all those three in one. And yeah, so that's where those are who I usually pray to. But I do believe that there is a God, there is a power, whatever you want to name it. And in terms of afterlife, I believe in reincarnation instead of heaven and hell, and you're sent here and you're sent there. And I think it just depends on your experience and what you need to learn as a human being. I feel like there's so many lessons that we can't just all learn them in one lifetime.
Yeah. Do you know what I find interesting? You know, like recently, or let's say for the past 20 years, I might be completely wrong here, but I'm just talking from opinion.
Yeah.
Let's take feminism into example.
Yeah.
Women being inferior to men.
Yeah.
If you look at it from your point of view.
Yeah.
And even, let's say, Egyptian culture as well, women have always been celebrated.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, 100%.
Like, so even in your religion, like, women are, like...
revered.
So, like, so celebrated and like, looked upon so highly.
In mine, in Islam, women are the main thing, bro.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
heaven is under your mother's foot.
Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah, I rate that. I do rate that. Still.
It's the duality of life and death. Like, mothers give life, essentially. And through that, they also risk death, because within pregnancy, there's so many things that could go wrong.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what I'm kind of, more interested in now, is, like, the duality of life in general. Like, you can't have the good without the bad. You can't have the bad without the good. Otherwise, you can't have life without death. You can't have death without life. It's always going to be a rebirth of something. And I think that's kind of where I'm heading in towards of, like, in terms of, like, this is what the afterlife's going to be like. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But, yeah, no, Ireland, it's a bit mad, because we had that pre it becoming Catholicism versus the Church of, not the Church of England, but being a Protestant.
Yeah.
And that's what is currently going on in Ireland at the moment. That's why they had to have the Good Friday Agreement in place, and why the Brexit ruling is going to be so crucial for peace in Northern Ireland, because it can go at any moment. And there's already been a lot of, like, trouble happening recently. And
Do you, obviously earlier we were talking about how your friends kind of accept do you want to talk about that?
So it's kind of like in stages. Like,
some of my friends are like more interested in like, and I feel like especially within pop culture, there's been a whole influx of sort of witchcraft and using witchcraft as this sort of synonymous with like feminism and women empowerment, which is great, but there's also some issues with that in terms of who is seeing this, who is accessing this, and are they educating themselves properly? It's cool to see it in pop culture, and I do love it, and I love like the astrology memes that I get to share with my friends, and they understand what a birth chart is and stuff like that. Like, that's really cool. But then when I start talking about the deeper issues like this, a lot of people just switch off, or it's, you actually bang judge. Like, I thought you were having a laugh.
I does this.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I think as well, like, a lot of the time, people always think that I'm trying to convert them into my way of thinking. Yeah. And it's like, no, I'm just telling you from my perspective. Like, you're on your own journey. Yeah. Like, I totally respect your beliefs, but it's just a conversation, isn't it? But yeah, no, I feel just touching on the sort of like culture stuff with witchcraft being so popular within pop culture at the moment, we have to be careful and make sure that we do educate ourselves, because there's a lot of people out there who are not inclusive. They're very much TERFs, very much white feminism and whitewashing a lot of what's going on, and not speaking about the different types of spirituality and witchcraft that there is that actually does a lot of good. And there are some amazing people and places that you can see. I highly suggest checking out Marissa Malik, who's an amazing astrologer. She lives in London, but she's Mexican and from Pakistan as well. And she's incredible. The Hood Witch is one of my favorite blogs. She is incredible.
The Hood Witch.
Yeah.
She's
from.
Shank you if I'm right.
Yeah, so she's from America, and she's done this blog, and it's amazing. She goes through like all the different deities.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just about education, and there's so many different types of witchcraft.
You know, a lot of people just don't believe it, you know. Yeah. A lot of people just don't genuinely believe in it, point blank.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel that in your work, your spirituality and just your relationship with spirituality is shown, or is...
Like, put it this way, like, in terms of, like, my belief, like I said, I'm Christian, so obviously I believe in the God of the Bible, and that's the kind of book I source like life from, innit. So how does it shape it? I'll say I have a relationship with God. That's how it works for me. Like, I pray, I read my Bible, and I speak to God as much as I can, to gain wisdom, to gain understanding, and just to be a better person and the best version of me as I possibly can. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll bring that item into play when you guys
yeah, we're gonna get into that. What about for you, Dobby? How do you let your beliefs like work with your work? And because I know your thing is Dobby times three, but I only just clocked that now.
Why
is times three?
Yeah.
But, and then obviously your show, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So basically, the times three doesn't actually mean anything.
Oh, it don't.
It was just me trying to choose a Twitter handle when I was 14. I thought it was 40. Like
the threefold thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you want to take it that way.
Come on, punchlines.
But no, actually, it was just me trying to find a name when I was like...
No,
yeah, well, it's hard when you're going on Twitter as Dobby and you're trying to not get confused with the Harry Potter realm.
Harry Potter.
Yeah. But for me, the way I see it is I see music as a form of energy and a form of magic in a way, because it connects people, it brings people together, it can influence the way people feel, and that to me is just so magical. So the way I do that is I always just say, being a DJ, I'm just a vessel for the music. Like, I'm just here to create energy. Yeah. And if that makes someone feel great, amazing. I've done my job.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because you have, I mean, like, you have, like, artists like Jay Hurst, Skepta, these guys, like, referring to...
They openly speak about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you say that in your work, you do, if somebody asks. Is that, am I right in saying?
What do you mean?
Is that what you, I thought that that's what you said earlier.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, obviously, like, I'm not a gospel rapper, innit? Like, don't get, I won't be Bible bashing in none of my music. Yeah. That's I think that's dead. and yeah, that's just not me. But like, for example, there's certain music I don't listen to.
Yeah.
And if something conflicts with my spirit, I'll just turn it off.
Yeah.
Just because that's just the way I am. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, I can take music for what it is. I enjoy music, every aspect of it, from the instruments to the way a song is written to a verse, to a hook, how catchy is it? Stuff like that. But in terms of spirituality and music, if you believe in the Bible and you believe in Lucifer, Lucifer, to an extent, was a musician. Mm. So we also believe that a very big way to influence the world in a negative way is through negative kinds of music.
Yeah.
100%. And there's spirits behind it. Obviously, when we are meant to worship God, we worship God through song. Mm. So when you sing a whole different song, glorifying yourself, you're idolizing yourself, and now fans are singing along with that. We're waving our hands like this.
Yeah.
But you go to church and you, your hands by your side.
Yeah.
Like, there's a spirit behind it. So I tend to, when I'm at church, I'll lift my hands up and I will only do my gun fingers to certain artists. Obviously, I do dancehall, but when I first moved to this country, grime was just, to me, was so fascinating.
Yeah.
Like, big Zoo, I'm such a big fan of yours, bro. Right. So it's a bit mad. But like, grime, gas me still, but I got to get me. But yeah, it was such a big thing to me. So like, in terms of, let's say, grime music, yeah, like, it might not always be positive, but you have to look at it from where they're coming from. Like, no one's actually trying to chef no one up. Like, yeah. It's lyrical and it's sick. It's talent. But even if someone speaks about judging their music, like, because I understand it and I believe it to be real, that's just their reality. Like, I ain't got to go and bang judge because you're saying it in your tunes. I can still accept an amazing chorus and an amazing verse for what it is. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And also as well, like, even if I'm kind of... Nah, we'll go back to the eye in a minute because this is, I got some good points.
Do you think that when these artists are now like bringing up these topics, it makes it more, or it makes people want to talk about it? Our generation want to talk about it more, so it makes our generation more open to exploring it.
You know what's interesting? Not in a racist way, yeah, but I just thought that judging them kind of things was mostly to do with black people.
Yeah.
Mm. So even like hearing you speak about it, it's just like. Yeah. And not judge, obviously, but in terms of your reality, it's just like, it's good because, for example, my stepdad's white and like we're Christian. Like, he thinks that it's all rubbish. He thinks witchcraft and all of that is completely fake.
Yeah.
Harry Potter is Harry Potter.
What's your response to him when he...
I just laugh, innit? I just think like, okay, I will take you to see some things if you want to see it. And then if you get scared, you get scared, innit? That's up to you.
Yeah.
No, but, I think that perception of the fact that like witchcraft and all these stuff juju is like just like exclusive to like Caribbean and black people, but like there has been witchcraft in England and Ireland
for years.
And my mum was the one that told me that, like, because I used to always talk about juju with her and be like, why is it always just the African people? She's like, listen, she's like, some of these English people, they're the biggest witches.
Trust me, they just don't call it
but
juju.
I used to think that was a negative thing. My mum explained to me that's not a negative thing. If somebody's a witch, it don't mean that they're a bad person. That's just how, that's just what they are.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? But my mum was very aware of that. My mum was like, the person you think like is the most normal, like non-religious person, they're witch.
So let's talk about that. Like, what do you think the misconceptions are of
a witch?
Of not necessarily just witchcraft.
Or juju and all of that. What was supposed to be bad, like, as a Muslim, like, for me, like, all, like, energy, black magic, all of that, that's all haram. That's not allowed. Mm. Like, it says that God put it on the world. Says that God put this on the world, like it is part of the world, but it's not for you to use.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you understand? And if you do use it, like, in my religion, like, you're basically just like, you're going to go hell on it.
Yeah.
Basically.
And to people who...
Straight.
That's what it says, though, isn't it? Like, I'm just saying what it says, isn't it? I don't necessarily think that you're going to go hell if you've done certain things to do with, like, witchcraft and juju and Obia and all black magic and that. Like, because it's on the world, it's been given to us, innit? But I don't know, man. That's what I know, innit?
Yeah. But what about for those people who aren't involved in it at all? like you said, your stepdad doesn't believe any of it. What do you think the misconceptions are?
You know, like when you don't actually believe in it, yeah, you're already in a position where you're not going to be exposed to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's something that I was going to say earlier, because obviously you were talking about the comb.
Yeah.
For me, like, I hadn't been aware of any of this. So yeah.
It's very much like an old folklore.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, like when I try to explain it to like friends who like aren't Irish or like Celtic or whatever, they kind of don't get it. And yeah. It's like, I have a friend, shout out Jay Lewin, he comes from the same area of Ireland that I come from, which is Galway. And I said that story to him. He was like, oh my God, no way. My family has a story like that too.
Yeah.
And so it's very much like a thing. But yeah, I think some of the biggest misconceptions are that, you're going to go to hell. You're going to be punished for this, blah, 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 blah. And, like, you're going to be possessed, all of this. And it's like, no, because if I don't invite that in, then it's fine.
So is there a lot of spiritual warfare in Ireland?
Yeah, yeah.
Because this is another thing as well. Like, we speak about spiritual warfare like it's a real thing, which it is.
Yeah.
But even Christians, a lot of Christians don't actually believe that people practice witchcraft.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, they do.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard, like, you know, like, it's hard to accept, man. It's hard to accept.
But we don't know about it.
Yeah, well, the thing is,
we don't know how.
Not every witch you meet is going to be cursing people out, wishing, like, hexing people and stuff like that. A lot of us collectively use our powers for the greater good. So, you know, if our friend is having a hard time finding a job, we might, you know, do a little something to try and help them out, to try and find that job. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's just about the action and trying to do something and trying to do good. But also as well, I feel like from a religious perspective as well, like women, children, like men as well, anyone who was different from a straight white man who is a Catholic and who has money, like, was just persecuted.
Dobby, there was something that you said earlier that made me think, when you talked about how, say, if your friend is having a hard time finding a job, and you do, are there certain points in your life where spirituality has helped you overcome hard times?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I definitely had, like, a very, very rough childhood, which I won't get too into. But it's definitely helped me, like, reconnect and recenter myself, because a lot of it is actually just trying to help me and me just praying for love and support and guidance, essentially. That's my mantra every day, is like I pray to the goddesses for love, support and guidance. And, you know, that's my morning prayer. And then I'll always pray for my friends and family at night to the goddesses as well, and make sure that they are protected and they're being guided and that they are being loved as well. So it's definitely, like, helped me through hard times.
This has probably been one of, like, the most incredible conversations I've ever had.
Yeah, you guys are great.
For me as well, like, I think it's amazing, because education is so important. Like, just knowing about things. Like, so many times people have said, like, things about Islam or about Hinduism or about Christianity. I'm just like, bruv, like, no one's out here trying to be a mug. Like, no one's out here trying to be horrible, you know. Everything is actually coming from a good place. It's just that you don't believe that.
Yeah.
I don't believe this.
You're just not opening yourself to that.
Yeah, like, I feel like people knowing about it is better for people to make a choice.
Yeah. Rather than being ignorant and just saying, man, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. So every week on the show, Big Zoo and I ask you guys to bring an item of choice. It might be a poem, it might be a piece of literature, it might be a rap, might be anything. What have you guys brought this week?
I just brought a few Bible verses.
Yeah.
Jeez. You know, like, can't read them out. Read them out, man.
Let me.
Bring them out.
This is, this, It's a little bit controversial still. Woo. However, I've got stuff to back that up because the thing is, like in the Bible, like if you just read certain, like a little bit of it, like you can it can take you to a whole different place if you don't actually know it fully.
Yeah, the background.
Like for example, it says in here, like, "Do not turn to mediums or seek out spirits, for you will be defiled by them. For I am the Lord your God." And then it also says in the old, because like the Old Testament is quite deep. But the main one I wanted to find was, where is it?
So that's like a rule telling you don't do anything with any magic, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the same as Islam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this your girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah. She got something to share.
No, I was just going to ask, was his chat line one of these lines?
Dude, my chat up lines are wavy. I just write songs.
Pardon?
I've got a song called, yeah, but it's not about black magic. Oh, to be fair.
Sorry.
Okay, let me try and find it.
Mine said, did he move to you with a Bible line?
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking. Let me just read something. Don't kill me.
So, for example, let's say you have an argument with someone or something goes wrong physically. Mm-hmm. We like to not see that as something that is a physical thing, but rather spiritual. Mm. Like, you don't know the battles in a different realm.
Yeah.
In a different dimension that you physically can't see.
Yeah.
So, it's always good to just be a good, like, just a genuine person because God judges the heart at the end of the day. Like, you can be from a different religion. And I always say this to a lot of people, which is why when I try to not convert people, when I speak to people about Christianity, I don't try and force it on them. If anything, I understand why they don't believe, because it does make sense. Mm. But yeah, I just try to encourage people that like, this is what I believe, like, and it's completely fine for you to believe something else.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, it's not that you have to believe in what I'm saying, because there's a lot that I don't even know about something else. Like, for example, what you've explained to me, I've never looked at it in that sort of way. Obviously, it won't make me be like a, what, is it like a male witch? What's a male witch?
Yeah.
A wizard.
Yeah, no, like a male witch, yeah.
I'm a wizard lyrically.
It's good that you're saying that, 100%.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Dobby, what's your item?
I've got a rabbit from my bag, actually.
A rabbit?
Nah, she got a rabbit from her bag.
Oh.
No.
She drew for a rabbit.
I was like,
for a rabbit.
No,
nope,
like, I believe this shit now. It's done.
It's actually a rose quartz crystal, which was given to me by one of my uncles in Ireland. And it's just something like a piece of me. I always carry it with me. Rose quartz, if you don't know, promotes love in any type of form. So like self-love, love between relatives, friends, family, acquaintances. It also helps a lot with being calm and anxiety. And yeah, I just carry it around because it was given to me, it was handed down. And there's always this big thing about crystals where, or even tarot cards and stuff like that, where they say you should never accept crystals or tarot or anything from another person. But this was from family and we've been discussing it for like ages and ages and ages. And it just meant a lot to me, especially the meaning of the stone and what it promotes and what it helps do. And yeah, it was just a real nice moment. And we actually cleansed it right before he gave it to me as well, so it was good and pure for me to use. And yeah,
have you ever done tarot cards?
Someone's
done it to me and it scared my life.
I'm calling it.
I went to the Liverpool final, the Champions League.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know. Yeah. I wanted to know. And they said some things. They said the cards that they drew for, because it's so random. They'll just be like, okay, this card, boom, boom, boom. And they're taken out of nowhere. It's not like they're just bringing out a card that they planned, like whatever comes, it comes and it represents you, innit?
Yeah.
And they were just saying some things. I even told this person after, like, the things he said are true, they've come true.
Yeah.
Now, is that just my mind playing on my, making it like self fulfilling prophecy?
Well, no, like,
or is it
for
is
me,
that the real life?
Yeah, for me, the way I view tarot is not necessarily, this is prophecy. This is exactly what's going to happen. No, what it is it's a tool to help spirit guide you in a way, or like connect you with spirits to let them give you advice. So I always say that, like, whenever you go into a tarot reading, like, don't take it literally, but just like hear what they have to say. And if you think, oh actually, if I did do this, then okay, maybe that will happen. And it's all about guidance from spirit rather than like, this is exactly so what's going to happen.
But like, you see, like, in terms of like Christianity, I used to think to myself, like, if you do those kind of things, you're lying. Like, what you're saying is fake. Like, it's bollocks. Well, until I realised that it does say in the Bible that these gifts are given to people. Like, you do, like, people that are not Christian have these gifts as well. You know what I mean? But then also, like, similarly, like, stuff like this in the Old Testament, you would have got stoned to death for having things like this. But then when Jesus came, he said, those who had sin, cast the first stone. So really and truly, I have no right to be judging anyone for anything they do. Do you know what I mean? Which is why Jesus, like, to me, Jesus is so important.
I think around magic and spirituality, that's the biggest thing is that the judgment of it, you're going to go to hell, what you did wrong, the like, we all don't know. We don't know.
Who used to say that?
I don't know. Like,
growing up with that, it's hard.
Yeah.
Growing up with that, you're like a kid that's like,
oh, I remember the first time I swore, I must have been about 5 and a half, This is amazing. Like, my nan was like, if you swear, you're going to hell. Like, straight away.
Yeah.
And then one day someone was bullying me, and I think I was the first one in primary school to swear at him, and I sweared at him, and I looked at my hands.
Yo, what's like, haircuts?
I was like, I'm not dead. And then straight away I was like, yeah, bruv, you can't tell me nothing now, because you was gassing, bruv. I'm not in hell. I'm still alive. Get me. And I just started cussing my night left, right, and center.
This is my question, Do you think magic and spirituality are just things that we create in our mind that we live up to? So, like, that hell thing. That's just your nan telling you, if you do certain things, you're going to... And now you've realised that.
That was where a belief was used to as a method of controlling.
Yeah.
Do
you get what I'm trying to say? That. And in that way, like, you should not do that.
I'm just saying, in terms of like magic overall, someone might just be able to have like a flip point for everything you say, like, oh, that's like a logical reason rather than a spirit. Like, so the things that you guys have seen and the stories that you've been told and all these things.
Oh, yeah.
Someone
might
just have a scientific, logical.
Like, one of my boys, you saw that actually. So smart. He was like, are your eyes perfect? I was like, no. He goes, have you ever like looked at something and then you look back at it and you realize you saw the wrong thing? I was like, yeah. He goes, so do you reckon your mind could have been playing tricks on you?
Yeah.
And I was like, I get your point, but that's just because you do not want to believe at all. Yeah. And if you don't want to believe, I'm not coming out here to make no one believe. Yeah. Like, I'll tell you my truth. If you don't believe it, like, that's you, innit? Like,
I hear that.
I'm very much the same. Like, my dad kind of come around now, but he used to be very, very atheist, and he always had a rebuttal every single time. And it's just like, but Dad, I'm not trying to argue with you or change you. I'm just trying to explain to you and make sense of what I've seen or what's been going on with me or whatever, or what I've found from reading and stuff like that. And it's as you said, I'm not trying to make you believe in anything. I'm just here, really, essentially.
I'm just here.
I'm just here.
I think that's a good place to wrap. What do you guys think? Cool. What are we doing? Ultimate gas.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you guys for coming through.
I kind of feel like I'm going to go to bed tonight and I'm not going to be able to sleep.
You're going to have sleep paralysis, wake up, and then there's going to be bad things going on. It's going to be a ghost.
Tomorrow morning, I am not going to have much sleep.
I'm going to judge you down as well.
Yeah. Okay, sweet. Damn. What an episode.
Listen, big love to Dobby and Jay Leisha for coming through.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Hey guys, if you're loving the podcast and want to support the cause, make sure to rate and review us.
Make sure you tell your friends and follow us on Insta and Twitter
at
This Is Spoke Pod.
Pod.
Mom. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.